My name is Garrett Fussell. I am 22 years old. Today is November the 25th, 2018, and I'm speaking with Phil Outlaw. He is my grandfather, and we are recording in Kinston, North Carolina. All right, so Granddaddy, let's start with how old you are.
I'm 75 years old.
When you were first growing up, where did you live at?
Well, I was born, we lived around Deep Run, North Carolina. And we lived there until I was 5 years old. And when we moved there, when we left there, we moved to where my mother and daddy had inherited some land. And that was in the Orson section of Duplin County.
What size family did you have when you were growing up?
There was two boys and two girls, and I was the baby.
How did your family get your land?
My mother inherited 40 acres, and they bought 40 acres from her aunt that joined it. So it was a 80-acre farm.
What time did she buy this land?
When I was 5 years old.
Where was y'all at before y'all had the land y'all lived on?
Well, that was when I was raised or born in the Deep Run area.
What y'all live on then?
We were all tenant farmers. Daddy tended land from just Cary Hill.
How much land y'all probably tenant?
I would say Daddy was probably farming 35, 40 acres. I'm not sure. I wasn't into the farming part of it 35 years old.
Do you know how long your dad lived on the tenant farm?
Well, he had lived on tenant farms all of his life. He was basically, I would say he lived on the tenant farms for probably about 40 years. Different ones, different farms.
And he was in his 40s whenever y'all moved to the land y'all had now?
Yes, sir.
Right. What was the condition of the land when y'all first got it?
When mother and daddy got this land, there was about, like I said, 40 acres, and there was about 20 of it cleared and 20 of it that wasn't cleared. And they had the timber cut, and then they had a bulldozer to rig get the stumps out and make windrows, and then daddy tried to plow the land. And every time he hit a stump, he would stop, put a reed up, and then come back with dynamite and blow the stumps up. And it was me and my brother's job to haul the stumps to the woods and put them in the woods.
About how long did it probably take to clear the whole land out?
We worked on it for about two to three years to make sure when we had all the stumps out of it and that it was good farmland.
What age would you say you started working on the family farm?
For me, I mean, when I was 6 or 7 years old, I mean, I had my chores to do. I had to feed the chickens, get the eggs in, and feed the cows. And the mules, because at that time, Daddy had mules.
So when did you start actually going out and working in the actual field?
I would say by the time I was getting in the fields, I was probably 8 or 9 years old. When I was chopping tobacco, chopping corn, stuff like that.
What did your sisters have to do on the farm?
They were doing the same thing. Brothers and all of us were working together. I mean, they didn't like it, of course, but we did. And like I said, Daddy, when we first got started, we didn't have anything but mules to begin with. And then they got a tractor when I was about eight years old when he got his first tractor.
So you've mentioned a couple of them. What type of crops did your family raise a lot of?
We basically raised corn and tobacco.
And that's about all y'all raised?
Well, we didn't have, they didn't have any combines then for picking soybeans. So really, corn in the back of something that you could harvest by hand is all we had.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have any cotton or anything like that.
Okay. Did your family raise any animals of your own?
Yes, we had cows and we had hogs. And we had a mule until we got rid of that mule, but we had cows and hogs.
So how'd you feed the animals you had?
Well, with the feed that we had, and we, after, I would say, after I was about 11, 12 years old, we had to carry the corn to the corn mill and have the corn ground and put it back in bags before we could carry back and feed the cows and the hogs. Mm-hmm. And of course, they would put the nutrients in to feed people,
mm-hmm.
the supplement.
I know you've mentioned before that you say you didn't grow soybeans for yourselves, but you mentioned before that you grew them to feed the hogs. How did that work out?
We had one pasture that we always would had it completely fenced in, and Daddy would plant two rows of corn and a row of soybeans. And we didn't ever harvest the corn or harvest the soybeans. What we did when the corn got grown, in the fall of the year, we would turn the hogs into that area and let them eat the corn and the soybeans that was in that pasture. And we probably had, it was about 5 or 6 acres of land that we had
mm-hmm.
for them to eat.
So you just let them, they'd roam the entire 5 or 6 acres?
Yes.
Okay. So I know you mentioned you got a tractor when you were about 12 years old.
About 8 years old.
What other type of machinery did y'all have on there?
That's all Daddy had to start with was a, excuse me, a one-row tractor. And one row, meaning we would carry one row at a time, brook land for one row at a time, and that's all we had. And Daddy, after a period of time, Daddy bought a corn picker. Up until that point in time, we had to pick all the corn by hand and put it in a row and then go pick it up and carry it back into the pack house. And then Daddy bought a corn picker, a one-row corn picker. And the one-row corn picker just picked the corn. Didn't shell the corn or anything. And we had to do the same. We had to do the same thing with the corn. Carry it and put it into the back house by folding it in by hand.
Mm-hmm. Did y'all use any machinery for crops like tobacco?
We didn't. To start with, we had a, when we were using, we were walking cropping tobacco.
Mm-hmm.
We had a mule that pulled a wagon, a car, or a tobacco truck. That we put the tobacco on and carried it to the barns to put it on the sticks. And you'd have the women and children at the barn. Excuse me. At the barn, they would be putting the tobacco on the sticks. And the men would be in the tobacco fields. Walking, cropping the tobacco. And of course, when they got through putting it on the sticks, we would have to come in late in the afternoon and at lunchtime to hang it in a tobacco barn. And the tobacco barn, curing it wise, would take about 5 days. Then you would have to empty the barns and store the tobacco in a pack house. And go again. We'd fill it up again. And after we got through barring tobacco like that and putting it all into the building, we would have to come back and take the tobacco off the sticks separated, tied in bundles, little bundles, and put it on a pallet to sale. But then things changed to where you had a tobacco holster, and the tobacco holster you had men down below cropping and the women left up looping.
So and about what age were you when y'all got your first tobacco harvester?
I'd say I was probably about 13 years old when we got the first tobacco harvester. And that way, we did the same thing about going to the tobacco harvester, getting the load and heading to the barn and filling the barn up. And same thing about chewing it, taking it out and everything. And tying it to get ready to go to the market. And then years went on, and then they came up with this new way of barning tobacco and curing tobacco.
I've heard of it before. Was it flue cured, the new style?
Flue cured was the old style. You had your tobacco in the pack of tobacco barns. It had your flues and everything in the tobacco barn.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they went with the new deal, they had the bulk barns where you crop it and all put it on. Did put it on those sticks or put it on racks and cured it that way. And they took it out from the racks, put it into a pile, round pile, and it was sheet, what they call a sheet. And they sold it that way.
I know you mentioned y'all had mules. How did your family use the mules for before you got your tractors?
Well, when we had mules, before we had to break all the disc all the land and plow all the land with the mules. And we didn't have no tractors to break no land, and that's the way we had to use mules.
So how long, say you got an acre of land, how long would it take to break the land up with the mule versus the tractor?
That was before my time.
That was before your time?
That was before my time. I couldn't answer that one. I really don't know.
Do you know how long it took you to do an acre of land with just a one row tractor?
It would probably take you about an hour to break the acre of land.
Mm-hmm.
We'll plow it. You know what I'm saying, from one side to the other.
Mm-hmm.
And to take, if you buy 40 acres, that would take you three or four days to get through doing it all.
Mm-hmm.
And as I was telling you, after they got their tractor and everything, we started leasing some land to that plant tobacco on, and we would have more than. We had about 5 acres before of our own, and then we would lease about four or five acres to have to go with that.
So was tobacco one of the most, say, common crops that was grown when you were younger?
That was the moneymaker crop for what you had to make any money with tobacco at that time.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, then they started the back with doing the sheets and everything. It was completely a new, whole different ball game is what they're doing now to what it was then.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know we've talked about this before, but I'm just asking for the interview. I noticed you didn't say anything about growing any cotton. Do you have any understanding why?
Well, I mean, of course, was before the cotton pickers come out there, and it took so damn long to pick the cotton, and they say they would get out there. I don't know. I never picked the cotton, thank goodness. But they said you could pick all day long, and I didn't pick 100 pounds. I mean, I don't know.
Did anybody in the area grow any cotton?
No, not ever saw any. Not in the area.
Not at all?
No.
Is there any different crops there by generally grow the same crops in the area?
Well, I mean, now that you got tobacco, you got your soybeans. Now we've got some cotton. I mean, some people are growing cotton now, and some people are growing soybeans sweet potatoes and cucumbers, and we had our own garden when we were coming in. We had our garden. You had all your butter beans, string beans, tomatoes, and all that kind of stuff. We grew our own garden.
So you mentioned a garden. So you grew different stuff in the garden than what you grew on the farmland?
Oh yeah, we'd have, I would say, a half acre of garden, and you'd have like 2-3 rows of butter beans, and you would have string beans, and you would have collards and greens, and like I said, you'd probably have a little row or two of watermelons and some roast deer corn.
Was that just for?
For the home use.
That was just for home use?
Yes.
Now, would the garden last you about all year long, or?
Well, to start with, we would just happen to can everything in cans because we didn't have no freezer or anything. But then when it came to, when they got the freezers, you were able to freeze the stuff and keep it longer. And that was another plus that we had also because, you know, we had our own cows and our own hogs and our own chickens. And we could kill chickens and put the chickens into the freezer to freeze. And, of course, we didn't have to buy any eggs because we had eggs. And what Daddy would do, we was about once a year to go along with the garden where we would kill a calf, a young cow, and we would have beef in the freezer also.
Mm-hmm.
And back then, before this was all the time, back there, before ever I was even born, but I'm talking about 5 or 6 years old from then on, they would call have a hog killing. You would have 4 or 5 hogs that y'all would clean, you know, put in a pen and fatten them up, and what we call cleaning them out. We wouldn't, we'd just fed them dry, swale corn for about a week to make what was said, cleaning the system out, and then we would have a hog killing, kill five hogs. We would, what we had, a scalding vat. You put the hogs in a scalding vat, pick the skin out, the hair off of them, and you would hang them on a rack up there and dress them out.
Mm-hmm.
And the 4 or 5 men, 6 men would be involved with it. What you did this for one farmer this week, and the next week, the other one will be doing it for himself.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all just swapped around doing that. And you would put your hams and your sausage and stuff like that in a pack, in a what we call a smokehouse. And you would put the hams and the shoulders in the salt and salt them down and
mm-hmm.
hang the other up and smoke them.
Now, you mentioned that when y'all got your freezer, so what age were you when you finally got their first freezer?
I was about 10, 11 years old when they got a freezer.
Mm-hmm. Did y'all have electricity out that way?
Well, we had electricity, but it was a limited electricity. It was electricity for lights on in the house, but you didn't have nothing, not no 220 or nothing like that. I mean, you had enough light for the bad light bulbs and everything.
Mm-hmm. So how would you power the freezer then?
Well, the current got stronger.
Okay.
As time went on, we ran new lines.
Mm-hmm. Now you got to talking about foods that y'all had when y'all grew up. How were foods cooked, and who did the cooking in your house?
Well, mother did the cooking, but my mother didn't have an electric stove until I was about 7 or 8 years old before she had an electric stove. And that was cooked with wood stuff, on a wood cooking stove.
Mm-hmm. So,
and
was the kitchen detached from the house back then?
Not our house, it wasn't. It was just the kitchen. And the stove was inside the house, you know, and it had a special, we had a chimney up and for the kitchen to get smoke out. But, and like I said, I was about 8 or 9 years old when she got the electric stove.
Mm-hmm. So with it being close to Thanksgiving, what was Thanksgiving like at your family back in those days?
Good. We, you know, we'd get a if we didn't have a turkey, we could cook a big chicken. Mm-hmm. And we didn't have turkey all the time, but sometimes we, Daddy would go to a turkey shoot and win a turkey, but we didn't have one every year.
Did it? Was it a big family get-together like it is nowadays, or was it just the small mom, dad, and the children?
It was mom, dad, and the children, and of course, then when the older ones got off, or got married, come back, you had the children and their children, you know what I'm saying? So it got to be big, but not, you know, at that time, on nothing but the six or seven of us.
Mm-hmm. Was there anything, any special cooking that your mom would do?
No, not really. My wife done cooks a whole lot, just like my mother did. But there wasn't anything particularly different.
So things that Mama Joan cooks nowadays, your mother also cooked back then?
Yes, sir.
So what are some of those examples that, like the collard greens and the cooked dressing?
The oyster dressing, mother cooked the oyster dressing, and then the collard greens and the turnips, and root turnips, the salad, and cornbread.
There's always desserts nowadays, but is there a dessert back then that y'all would have?
Well, yeah, we had that regular, your regular fruit cake for Christmas, and you had your regular chocolate cake.
But y'all wouldn't have a pumpkin pie around Thanksgiving time?
Yeah, we would have some pumpkin pies, yeah.
Where would y'all get the pumpkins for that then?
If we didn't grow them, we'd buy one, you know what I'm saying?
So there's people around that would sell stuff like that if you needed it?
At the country store, yeah.
You go to a country store and get it?
The country store, yeah.
All right, well, Granddaddy, I appreciate talking to you, and thank you for it.
Thank you for asking me.